期的题目是乱世中的平安。
Today the topic that we're going to share is peace in a chaotic world.
人类自从有历史以来啊，这个世界都是充满了混乱。
Since the beginning of man's history, this world was full of chaos.
啊，民族之间呢，常常在打仗。
And in the olden days, there was constant war.
又有很多天灾人祸。
And there was also lots of natural disasters.
就算是家庭与家庭之间，甚至个人与个人之间啊，也很多的冲突。
And there's lots of conflict, family between family, and also between individuals.
所以称之为乱世。
That is why this is such a chaotic world.
但是大家有没有发觉，我们现在所处的社会比以前更混乱？
But have you realized that the world that we live in today is even more chaotic than that of the past?
从外在的这种战争。
From the wars that we see.
比如说俄罗斯跟乌克兰的战争打了三年半。
For example, the war between Russia and Ukraine has been ongoing for 3.5 years.
都还没有结束啊，现在又美国跟伊朗的战争。
The war has not even completed yet, and now there's a war between the United States and Iran.
以色列跟这个哈马斯的战争。
Iran is at war with Hamas.
还有呢，中国跟台湾关系也很紧张。
The relationship between China and Taiwan is also very tense.
还有全世界很多地方都是很乱。
There are many places in the world today that are very chaotic.
这应验了圣经的预言。
This actually fulfills the prophecies in the Bible.
我们看马太福音。
Let us read Matthew.
24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
第六节。
Verse 6.
马太24章的第六节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 6.
一二三。你们要听见打仗和打仗的风声，众不要惊慌，因为这些是必须有的，只是末期还没有到期。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震、这些第八节，这都是灾难的起头。主耶稣2000年前早就预言了。
2,000 years ago, Jesus already had prophesied.
你不要以为2000年前那个时代已经够乱了。
We should not think that 2,000 years ago, the world was already in chaos.
到主耶稣要来之前，这个末期还没有到之前，还会更乱。
Because before Jesus Christ comes for the second time, before the end days, the world will be even more chaotic.
还有呢，它这种发生的频率啊，会更加的增加。
And there will be even more of these pestilences or
前几天日本又发生7.7级的大地震。
So there were great trials happening, and a few days ago there was an earthquake in Japan that was of 7.7 magnitude.
大家还以为有海啸。
People thought there would be a tsunami.
还好这一次没有。
However, it is good that this time there was no tsunami.
但是呢，主耶稣已经告诉我们了。
However, Jesus had already told us.
这个世界就会各种各样的乱会越来越多。
That the world will just increase in all these chaos.
那在这么混乱的世界当中，我们怎么样才可以得到真正的平安？
In such a chaotic world, how can we obtain true peace?
这是我们要研究、要学习的课题。
This is something that we must study profoundly.
无论是信了很久的，或者是慕道朋友，我们都要了解。
Whether or not we believe for a long time, or we're just a true seeker, this is something we must understand.
第一点。
The first.
这个世界当中啊，找不到真正的平安。
In this world, we cannot find true peace.
我们看约翰福音的第十四章。
Let us read John chapter 14.
27节。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。主耶稣说，这里有两种平安。
Jesus tells us that there's two types of peace.
一种平安呢，叫做世界给你的平安。
The first is the peace that the world gives us.
什么叫做世界的平安呢？
What is called the peace of the world?
世人认为什么叫做平安呢？
What do people think is considered as peace?
就是顺顺利利，什么事情都很顺心。
That means that everything is going smoothly for them.
身体很健康，钱赚很多，孩子很乖，很乖巧，很聪明。
It may mean that they're very healthy and they've earned a lot of money and their children are very capable.
生意做得很大。
They made big business.
永远不生病。
they never get sick.
没有一件不好的事情发生。
There's not one bad thing that has happened to them.
不会有任何的意外。
They won't encounter any accidents.
这个就叫做平安了。
This is what they call peace.
这是世界的平安。
This is called the world's peace.
但是我们仔细想一想。
But if we think,
人生活在世上，有没有可能没有所谓的这些挑战跟困难发生啊？
If we live in this world, is it possible for us to avoid all these trials and tribulations?
这不可能的。
Of course not.
因为生老病死，每一个人都要经历。
Because everyone will be born, they will grow old, and then they will die of sickness.
问题是有一些人比较有聪明，有办法。
Of course, there are some people who are more intelligent, and they are more capable.
他们会赚的比较多钱。
These people may earn more money.
那他们有钱，就是用钱来堆积一些所谓的安全感。
And when they have earned money, they amass their money to gain a sense of security.
比如说买了很多重保险呢。
For example, they buy a lot of insurance.
万一我房子烧掉了，万一我生病了，我都有所谓的 coverage, 有这个保障。
They think if my house has burned down or if I get sick, then I will have insurance to cover my losses.
我有钱，我就住比较保安保全比较好的房子，请保全来驻守我的房子外面。
And if I have more money, then I will live in a more secure house.
这样就是增加他的安全感。
This is how they build their sense of security.
但是真的有了钱呢，就有安全感吗？
But does it mean that if you have money, you actually have true security?
其实钱不能给我们带来真正的安全感。
In fact, money cannot give us true sense of security.
反而有一些安全感呢，就是你增加你的保险呢，也买不到。
And in fact, there is some sense of security that you cannot even buy with insurance.
比如说人很害怕死亡。
For example, if you're afraid of death.
我们华人都是不喜欢谈这个死这个问题。
Chinese people do not like to talk about the matter of death.
所以呢，不要去医院探病，尽量不要去。
That is why they don't even want to visit the sick who are in hospital.
尽量不要去殡仪馆。
They do not want to visit those who are
funeral home.
In a funeral home.
不要提这个字。
They don't even want to speak these words.
一提就害怕了。
Because once they speak these words, they become afraid.
有钱人最怕就是死。
What the rich are afraid of the most is death.
当然普通人也怕。
Of course, common people are also afraid of death.
因为不知道死亡之后会面对什么。
Because they don't know what they will face after death.
所以这种就是缺乏的安全感。
This is a lack of a sense of security.
导致于虽然已经有了物质了，但是还要再赚，还要再追求。
So in fact, even though they already have material things, they still want to pursue all these material things even more.
那我们想一想，为什么世人缺乏真正的平安？
Let us think, why do people feel a lack of sense of security?
世界给你所谓的平安了，但是你心中还是会忧愁啊，还是会胆怯啊。
The world has given us this peace, and yet our hearts are still troubled.
我们看以赛亚书四十八章。
Let us read Isaiah chapter 48.
以赛亚四十八章二十二节。
Isaiah chapter 48, verse 22.
四十八章二十二节。
Isaiah chapter 48, verse 22.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
三，耶和华说，恶人必不得平安。这里说恶人得不到平安。
This tells us that the wicked can receive no peace.
但恶人你可以指很多种不同的层次。
Of course, there are many different levels of wickedness.
比如说你做坏事的人。
For example, if you're a person who commits wrongs or bad things.
他去害人，他也怕别人去害他。
If a person harms someone else, then they're afraid that they will be exacted revenge upon.
所以那些黑手党啦、黑社会啦，他们都带着枪睡觉的。
That is why if you're part of a gang member, they often will bring guns and sleep with them.
因为他去杀人，随时都有人来杀他。
Since they have killed people, people may come and kill them at any time.
骗人的也怕被人家骗。
And those who cheat others are afraid of being cheated by others as well.
但是这里所说的恶人，不只是指那些做大坏事的恶人。
The wicked people in this verse does not just point at those people who commit great wrongs.
圣经说了，如果你不认识独一的真神啊。
The Bible tells us that if we do not know the one true God.
没有去敬拜他。
And we do not worship him.
其实在神眼中这是一种亏欠，这是一种罪。
Then in God's eyes, this is actually a shortcoming and it is a form of sin.
你可以想象一个风筝。
For example, if we look at a kite.
哇，如果风很大，它飞上去了。
If the wind is very strong and the kite flies very high.
如果你把那个线剪掉。
If you cut the string.
哇，那个风吹它，它就会好像很自由啊，飞来飞去啊。
Then the kite will naturally fly around.
但是到最后，它就会掉到地上。
At the very end, it will fall to the ground.
因为它的跟那个源头啊，控制它的源头啊，主宰它的源头已经断绝了。
Because the kite is now separated from the origin of its control.
短暂自由一下，但是最后这是。堕落还有毁灭。
Although it has a very temporary sense of freedom, at the very end it will perish.
我们人的生命也是一样啊。
This goes the same for our lives.
只要你跟造物主断线了，离开了。
Because if we are disconnected from the God who created us and we've left him,
就是掉下来，就是毁灭。
Then we will fall down and we will perish.
所以人如果离开了神呢，是不会有真正的平安的。
Therefore, if a person has left God, he will not receive true peace.
就是你真的有一阵子生活很顺利，但是你心中还是有恐惧感，心中还是有焦虑。
Although you may live a very smooth life, in your heart you will still feel troubled and you'll still feel afraid.
好了，那既然世界没有真平安
，So if there's no true peace in this world.
我们讲第二点。
Let's talk about the second point.
在耶稣基督里面才有真正的平安。
There's only true peace in the Lord Jesus.
我们看回来约翰福音的第十四章。
Let us turn back to John chapter 14.
十四章了，刚刚二十七节。
John chapter 14 verse 27.
约翰十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14 verse 27.
再大声读。
Let us read it together loudly.
三。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。这里主要是说我要给你另外一份平安。
Jesus tells us that he will give us a different type of peace.
这个平安呢是属于主耶稣基督的。
This peace belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ.
他也会留给那个属于他的人。
And he will leave this peace to those who believe in him.
那这份平安呢，你要进到主耶稣基督里面才有办法体会。
This peace can be only experienced if we enter into the Lord Jesus.
那我们来看看到底这份平安是什么的平安呢？
Let us examine what type of peace this is.
第一个特点。
The first characteristic.
主耶稣留的平安，并不是说你不会遇到患难困苦。
This type of peace does not mean that we will avoid all types of trouble.
而是你进入患难困苦的时候，感觉到有神的同在。
But rather, even though we are in the midst of trouble, we will still feel the abidance of God.
我们看十四章的十六节。
Let us read chapter 14, verse 16.
我们一起读十六节。
Verse 16.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。叫他永远与你们同在。这里说我会求父，主耶稣说我会求父，父给你们为保惠师。
Here Jesus Christ said that he will pray to the Father and he will give you another helper.
这个保惠师的在原文的意思呢，可以翻译成站在你旁边，在你旁边然后帮助你的。
In the original text, the word helper means someone who stands by your side to help you.
也有翻译成为安慰者。
And also translates into the comforter.
反正一个人在你最需要、最低落的时候，你不会孤单，有一个很有力量的，他在陪伴你，他在安慰你。
This helper represents someone who, during your lowest valleys, he will be beside you to help you so that you are never alone.
因为主耶稣知道啊，我们人生不能脱离困难患难。
Because Jesus Christ knows that in this world we will never depart from trouble and suffering.
因为这个世界是被咒诅过的，是被罪所影响。
Because this world has been cursed and it is influenced by sin.
我们带着肉体又活在这个世上。
We live in bodies of flesh inside this world.
经过生老病死。
We will be born, we will grow old, we will get sick and die.
还有呢，在信仰上、生活当中也会遇到很多的考验。
We will also encounter many trials in our spirituality and in our daily lives.
不会一帆风顺的。
We won't have a life of smooth sailing.
但是主耶稣答应我们一件事。
But Jesus promised us.
给你一位保惠师。
That he will give us a helper.
这个就是圣灵啊。
This is the Holy Spirit.
那他就会与你永远的同在。
And he will abide with you forever.
所以原来这种真平安啊，就是患难当中有神在你身边的感觉。
True peace means that in the midst of our suffering, we will feel that God is beside us.
不是只是想象有神在你身边。
We not just want or think that God is beside us.
真的感觉到。就在你身边，就在与你同在，就在帮助你。
But we actually truly feel that God is beside us and He is actually helping us.
这种平安呢，要你要跟神的关系密切，你在把神放在你的一生当中的追求的时候，你才会感觉到。
This type of peace is something that we will only understand if we truly pursue God.
不是每一个弟兄姐妹都感受到。
It's not every brother and sister that feels this.
因为有些弟兄姐妹虽然信主了，但是他不追求啊。
Because some brothers and sisters believe in God and yet they do not pursue Him.
没有把主耶稣基督放在心里。
They do not put the Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts.
没有常常祷告。
They do not often pray.
没有常常听道理啊。
They do not often listen to the truth.
所以遇到事情的时候也是慌乱，也是好像那个苍蝇这样。飞来飞去乱撞。
That is why when they encounter difficult circumstances, they're just like this fly who just flies around and runs into things.
但是如果你愿意跪下来祈求，
However, once you kneel down and you start praying,
这种真平安呢、就会进到我们的里面。
This true peace will enter into our lives.
有一位姐妹，
There's a sister.
她是自己一个人独居的。
And the sister lives alone.
她平常 要自己照顾自己。
She needs to take care of herself.
啊，每个安息日她会自己去教会。
She comes to church every day, every week by herself.
跟弟兄姐妹团契。
She has fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
所以她最盼望、最渴慕的就是一个礼拜去敬拜神。
What she thirsts for the most every week is to come to church to worship God.
平常她也是把她的生活啊，用读经祷告啊，还有听赞美诗啊来填满。
In her daily life, she fulfills her spiritual cultivation by singing hymns and reading the Bible.
她说我没有很多人陪我，那是耶稣陪我。
She knows that no one else is accompanying her, but the Lord Jesus is accompanying her.
有一次她要开一个刀。
One time she needed a surgery.
啊，那天她就自己穿好衣服，自己打包行李，就自己去医院了。
On that day, she put on her clothes and she packed her bags and went to the hospital.
她也不想麻烦别人。
She did not want to bother anyone.
亲人也不在这个城市。
Her relatives were not in the same city as her.
就自己去了。
So she went to the hospital by herself.
去到医院报到的时候。
When she went to the hospital to register.
那个护士就说，那病人在哪里？
The nurse asked her, where is this patient?
我就是病人。
She said, I am the patient.
那护士看了她。
And the nurse replied, oh, you don't seem like one.
你来开刀没有人陪你啊。
When you come to your surgery, no one accompanies you.
今天没有人陪我，就自己来。
She replied, "Today, no one is accompanying me. I am here myself."
那护士看她。
So when the nurse took a look at her,
有点不可相信的样子。
It seemed as if she could not believe the circumstances.
大部分都有家属陪你开刀的。
Because for the most part, people are accompanied by her relatives or friends during surgery.
至少来报道陪她一下。
At least to, in the initial, registration.
她说，今天没人陪我。
So she replied, "Today, no one is accompanying me."
但是这位姐妹还加了一句。
But the sister added one phrase.
但是我不怕。
But I am not afraid.
因为今天耶稣陪我。
Because today Jesus is accompanying me.
我信耶稣，有耶稣陪伴着我。
When I believe in Jesus, Jesus is here with me.
所以我一点都不担心。
That is why I do not worry at all.
这个姐妹，这个护士看到这位老姐妹的这种的见证。
When this nurse witnessed a testimony from this old sister.
好，耶稣与你同在。God bless you.
She replied with, God bless you.
这种就是，当然有人陪，当然很好啊。
Of course, it is good if people can accompany us.
如果有人陪，尽量有家人陪，有朋友陪，当然很好啊。
Whether it is friends or family, this is very good.
但是万一有一天没有呢？
But one day, if there's no one to accompany us,
万一有一天真的没有人办法可以陪你
，If truly one day no one is there to be with us,
你要自己走进去开刀房，你要自己走进去一个你陌生的地方呢
？And we need to go into the operating room ourselves, and we need to go somewhere strange ourselves.
没有人可以帮你呢
？No one else can help you.
你不要忘记
，Let us not forget.
主耶稣已经答应了
，That Lord Jesus has already promised us.
他要永远与你同在
，That He will be with us forever.
哇，这就是很大的应许啊
！This is a great promise.
所以。这个就是在耶稣基督里面的真平安。
This is a true peace that is within the Lord Jesus.
所以平常就要常常祷告。
That is why every day we must pray.
常常被圣灵充满。
We must be filled with Holy Spirit.
常常思考神的话。
We must always meditate on God's word.
常常来聚会。
We must often come to services.
你就深信，你就真的是能够体会到患难当中主耶稣的同在。
Then we will be able to experience this abidance of the Lord Jesus Christ in our trials.
不要轻看平常的这些灵修工作。
We should not look lightly upon our daily spiritual cultivation.
现在好像就是那个太阳能板一样。
For example, it is like the sun.
Solar panel.
It's like solar panel.
天气好的时候就吸能量。
When the weather is good, it takes in energy.
等到下雪了或者阴天了。
Until a cloudy day or when it's snowing.
那个能量就释放出来。
And then the energy from this input will be put out.
平常不好好聚会，不好好亲近神。
If ordinarily you do not come to services and you do not worship God.
不读圣经，不祷告。
You do not read the Bible and you don't pray.
那你遇到事情的时候一定慌乱的。
Then when you encounter difficult circumstances, you will be lost.
因为你根本没有这个底啊，没有这个属灵的底气啊。
Because you do not have this foundation.
所以。要真平安，你要平常就是跟神要亲近。
If you want true peace, you must draw close to God every day.
那这种属灵的真平安呢，还有另外一种的方式来展现出来。
There's another perspective in which we can see this peace from the Lord Jesus.
就是圣灵啊，会亲自指教我们明白神的旨意。
That is God, the Holy Spirit Himself will lead us to see what is God's will.
我们看二十六节。
Let us read verse 26.
十四章二十六节。
Chapter 14, verse 26.
约翰十四章二十六，十四章二十六节。
John chapter 14, verse 26.
二十六节，一、二、三。
Let us read it.
但保惠师就是父，因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。 这里主耶稣说了，真平安是来自于能够明白神的旨意，还有明白神的话。
These verses tell us that true peace comes from being able to understand the will of God and God's word.
这就是圣灵会帮助我们的事情。
This is something that the Holy Spirit will help us with.
如果你不明白神的旨意，
If we don't understand God's will,
那你会慌。你遇到事情的时候，你都说，哎呀，为什么会这样？
Then we will be lost, and when we encounter something difficult, we'll wonder, why is this happening to me?
为什么我那么倒霉？
Why am I in such dire straits?
我不是信了主了吗？还会遇到这种事？
Have I not believed in God already? Why have I encountered these things?
因为你用世俗的眼光去判断你身边所发生的事情。
If we use our secular eyes to discern what is happening around us,
这是世人所的看见的平安啊。
This is the peace that we are discerning from that everyone else has as well.
The world 啊，世界的看法就是什么？顺利就是好的，就是神祝福你。
Because the world tells us that when things are going smoothly, God is blessing us.
啊，东西被拿走了，你失去健康，失去财产了，哦，就是倒霉了。
But if something happens to us and our wealth and our health is taken away from us, then we are actually in dire straits.
那就没有平安了。
Then we lack peace.
但是如果你了解圣灵的旨意，
But if we understand the Holy Spirit's will,
啊，你了解真理，你知道神的指示是什么。
And we understand the truth and what is the direction of God.
你看事情的想法就完全不一样。
Then how we see things comes from a different perspective.
譬如说啊，
For example,
主耶稣在这里讲了，我们看十六章。
In chapter 16.
十六章，约翰的十六章十六节。
John chapter 16, verse 16.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
十六章十六节，等不多时，你们就不得见我。再等不多时，你们还要见我。十七节，有几个门徒就彼此说，他对我们说，等不多时，你们就不得再见我；再等不多时，你们还要见我。又说，因我往父那里去，这是什么意思呢？你看门徒听不懂主耶稣讲的话的意思。
Here the disciples do not understand the words that Jesus spoke.
看得懂那个字，但是不懂那个意思。
They recognize the words, but they do not understand the meaning.
等不多时，你不见我。
In a little while, you will not see me.
等不多时，你要再见我。
And again, in a little while, you will see me.
所以说讲话好像讲谜语一样啊。
So when Jesus is speaking, he's like speaking riddles.
尤其是主耶稣说，哎呀，那等不多时，你就见不到我了。
So Jesus says, in a little while, you will not see me.
主耶稣就告诉他们说，因为我要被卖啊，被卖在人的手里面，要被害啊。
And Jesus explained that this is because he will be harmed and he will be betrayed.
这是神的计划。
This is the plan of God.
但是他们听不懂。
But the disciples did not understand.
他们以为失去耶稣在身边，就是永远失去耶稣了。
They thought that if they lose Jesus by their side, then they will lose him forever.
那么以为耶稣被害，就是等于耶稣失败。
And they thought that once Jesus is harmed, that means he's failed.
那耶稣失败，那我们跟他的人也是失败。
And if Jesus has failed, then we who are his followers will also have failed.
所以用人的眼光去看事情，就会失望，就会忧愁。
So that is why if we use man's perspective to view and interpret things, then we will be worried.
但是当圣灵降临之后，
However, after the Holy Spirit came down,
五旬节那天圣灵降临，
On the day of the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down,
圣灵让他们想起主耶稣以前所讲的话，
The Holy Spirit allowed them to think back to the words that Jesus had spoken to them in the past.
耶稣基督必定要经过死亡才会得到生命。
That Jesus must go through death in order to be resurrected.
才会把这个生命给我们全人类。
And only then will he be able to give us this new life.
不死就不会生。
But if he does not die, then he will not be resurrected.
不失去就不会拿回来。
And if he does not lose it, then he will not gain it back.
哇，这个是最后的得胜啊。
This is the victory in the end.
所以你看啊，圣灵指导他们明白神的旨意了，平安就来了。
So after the Holy Spirit led them into the truth of God, then peace came upon them.
哇，他们了解了，原来死亡不是什么可怕的事。
Then they understood that death is not the scary thing.
因为这个身体是暂时的。
Because this body is temporary.
所以他们为了耶稣的名，为了耶稣的复活，哇，他们可以冒生命危险去传福音。
That is why they were able to put their own lives in danger for the sake of Jesus Christ and the gospel.
因为他们看中的就是什么？天上的永生啊。
Because what they finally saw was what was important, and that is eternal life in heaven.
肉体没有平安哦，但是灵魂里面有很大的平安。
In their flesh they had no peace, but in their spirit they had peace.
但是我们今天的信徒常常都是相反。
Today we might be the opposite.
肉体活得很好，但是心中没有平安。
We might live very good physical lives, but we have no peace in our hearts.
我常常有一些看到有一些弟兄姐妹。
Is that not true? Because I often see these brothers and sisters.
生活过得那么好。
They live such good lives.
但是为什么在家里？ 夫妻也不和呢？
But why is it that there's this harmony between the spouses and the family?
或者是你都那么多了，为什么都还那么烦恼呢？
Or why is it that you have so much and yet you have so many troubles?
那还不满足呢？
Why are you not satisfied?
为什么耶稣给你那么多东西了，你还在追求世界呢？
Why is it that Jesus has given you so many things and yet you still pursue the world?
因为虽然有求到圣灵，
Because although you have received the Holy Spirit,
但是没有靠圣灵去了解神的旨意。
But you have not relied on the Holy Spirit to understand God's will.
只是停留在嘴巴说灵言。
You just stop at speaking in tongues.
但是没有真正去祷告，用圣灵去祷告神的话语，祷告里面明白神的话语。
You have not truly prayed about the word of God in the Spirit.
没有求圣灵敲醒我们的头脑。
And you have not asked the Holy Spirit to awaken your mind.
我们只会说，哎呦，生病啊，赶快把那祷告用来，赶快好。
We only think that we should pray when we are sick, and we should quickly pray so that we're better.
我们祷告不是很多这个谁也生病，什么从头到脚的很多很多不同部位的病吗？祷告牌子很多啊，有手啊，有脚啊，有腰啊。
So do we not have any prayer requests for all the illnesses from the tip of our head to our toes?
哇，如果某某某打个比方，某某某哦癌症了，要帮他祷告，帮他祷告什么
？And if someone has cancer, then we have this intercession for cancer. What is the prayer for?
有没有想过？
Have you thought about it?
当然祷告让他不要扩散呢。
Of course, it is so that this person does not meet death.
没有 spread
啊。Does not spread.
啊，没有扩散，哇，感谢主啊。
So that the cancer does not spread, so then we thank God.
啊，如果有扩散呢？他开刀把它拿干净。
But if the cancer has spread, then that their surgery will be successful.
啊，我们都是这样祷告嘛。
This is how we pray.
啊，希望手术成功。
We pray that the surgery is very successful.
那如果拿不干净要化疗的，哦，化疗顺利，祷告化疗顺利。
But if after the surgery they're unable to remove all these cancer cells, then we hope that their chemotherapy is very smooth.
让它副作用比较少一点。
And we hope that they have less side effects.
我们都好像医生一样，都告诉主耶稣下一步要怎么处理啊。
We keep on telling the Lord Jesus what to do in the next step.
主耶稣不知道吗
？Does Jesus not know?
我们要祷告这样的方向吗
？Is this the direction of our prayer?
主耶稣让他得癌症，主耶稣容许他得癌症。
God has allowed this person, or Jesus has allowed this person to get cancer.
或者主耶稣容许这个人得到这种病。
Or He has allowed this person to have this illness.
或者主耶稣让我们遇到这种病。
Or He has allowed us to encounter this illness.
到底有什么旨意
？What is His purpose?
我们需要告诉主耶稣让我们好吗
？Do we need to tell Jesus how to make us feel better?
需要的，我们也需要好，我们希望可以好。
Of course, we have this need to be better. We want to be better.
但是，如果圣灵真的是在里面进到你的里面
，But if the Holy Spirit has truly entered into us,
他会让你想到主耶稣的话。
He will let you think about God's word.
这个病有没有神的旨意？
Is there the will of God in having this illness?
主耶稣让我生这个病，到底要我学什么
？What is the purpose that God is letting me have this illness for? What should I learn?
要磨练我什么
？What is He training me for?
要改变什么
？What should I change?
主耶稣不会做没有意义的事情。
Jesus will not do something that is meaningless.
主耶稣爱我，让我进入这个苦难里面，除了与我同在之外，还要我学到什么啊
？Jesus Christ has allowed me to fall into the suffering, and other than learning from God, what else should I do?
所以主耶稣要我得胜。
Jesus Christ wants me to be victorious.
让我改变。
He wants me to change.
让我更新。
He wants me to be renewed.
我们帮人家祷告也是用这些方向啊。
So when we pray, we should also use these methods.
主啊，帮助他得胜。
Lord Jesus, help them to be victorious so that they do not lose their faith.
能够更新。
So that they are able to renew.
能够改变。
So that they can change.
无论他好还是不好，
whether or not they recover,
都能够荣耀你。
Or not, that they can always glorify you even more.
这个就是圣灵的平安啊。
This is a peace that comes from the Holy Spirit.
如果要面对十字架，这样面对十字架能够荣耀神。
If we are to face a cross, then we need to face a cross and glorify God at the same time.
如果你没有这种观念，你是没有平安的。
But if we don't have this concept, then we won't have peace.
因为祷告了。最后还是要面对十字架，那哪有平安
？Because if we pray and after we pray we still need to face the cross, then how do we have this peace？
主耶稣祷告了很久，而不是说求天父可以让他免去十字架吗
？When Jesus prayed for a long time, did he not ask God to let him to let the cup depart from him？
结果天父拒绝了他，他还要面对十字架。
But after all this prayer, he still needed to face the cross.
但是主耶稣有平安。
But the Lord Jesus had peace.
顺服天父的旨意。
He was able to submit to the will of the Heavenly Father.
虽然他觉得这个是很苦。
Although he felt this was very bitter.
但是他明白。
But he understood.
必须要得胜。
That he needed to be victorious.
哇，这种平安就是主耶稣要赐给我们。
This is the type of peace that the Lord Jesus wants to give to us.
圣灵要引导我们进入真理里面。
So the Holy Spirit wants to lead us into this truth.
这个圣灵的引导，好像一个属灵的眼睛一样。
The spiritual guidance from the Holy Spirit is like spiritual eyes.
让我们看透了哦，神的旨意。
It allows us to see through to God's will.
看透了自己的软弱。
It allows us to see through to our own weaknesses.
超越我们的理解，超越我们的理性。
And this is something that transcends our own logical understanding.
这样就真正有属灵的平安了。
This is how we gain true spiritual peace.
今天如果我们还缺乏这个平安，我们祷告的方向要改变。
If we lack this peace, then we must change the direction of our prayer.
不要只告诉主耶稣要怎么样做事情。
We should not just tell Jesus how to do things.
我们要求主要我们问，我们要改变，要成长，要得胜什么？
We need to ask the Lord Jesus, how should we become victorious and what should we change?
那第三点，
the third thing.
我们来讲讲了，那既然在这个乱世当中呢，那这个世界那么乱，我们的遇到那么多困难，怎么样才可以得到这种实际的基督里所里的平安？
In this chaotic world, what are some practical ways that we can obtain this peace?
有没有一些实际的操作的方向？
Are there some very practical ways that we can obtain this peace?
圣经有告诉我们几点。
And the Bible tells us a few points.
第一点呢？
The first.
我们要祷告的方向就是让常常祷告，要祷告的方向是让祷告到神的平安可以在我们心里做主。
Is that we must pray and we must pray so much that the Lord becomes master of our hearts.
我们看哥罗西书三章十五节。
Let us read Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西三章十五节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 15.
我们一起读。
Let's read.
一二三。又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，要存感谢的心。这一节很宝贵，要画下来。
This is a very precious word, a verse that we should underline.
这里说要让基督的平安在我们心里做主。
It says that we need to let the peace of God rule in our hearts.
关键不是让基督的平安进来哦。
The main point is not to let the peace of God enter in.
是让他做主。
It is so that it can rule.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
你请一个朋友进来，他不会在你家做主的。
If you ask a friend to come into your home, he will not be master of the home.
你是指着，你就在这边，我喝茶，我东西给你。
You will tell him to sit down and I'll give you some tea and some other things to eat.
但是你还是主人啊。
But you are still the master.
他坐一下子，他就要走了。
Once he sits down for a little while, he'll get up and go.
但是基督并不是满足于做客人。
But Jesus Christ is not satisfied with just being a guest.
如果你没有把主权交出来，
If we have not given Lord Jesus this authority,
你心中的主权没有交出来，
And we have not let go of the authority of our hearts,
基督的平安没有办法在你心里有作为的，
Then the Lord Jesus Christ's peace will not be able to have authority over our hearts.
为什么我们会缺乏平安？
Why is it that we lack peace?
因为我们很想控制。
Because we want control.
我想什么东西都按照我的方法，我的计划，我的 projects 对啊，哪一个阶段要做什么，我的规划好了。
Because we want everything to go under what we think should happen, all our projects to go according to what we think should happen.
我已经想好，我人生某一个阶段我就要做什么，到达某一个程度我要做什么。
I picture my life in certain ways, and at every point in my life, I feel that I should be doing such and such.
通常这些人是很有规划。
So these people have many plans.
但是这些人也很焦虑。
But these people are also very anxious.
因为他要做主啊。
Because they want to be the master.
什么都计划好，但是有时候突然间这个计划被打乱。
They have planned everything in their lives, and yet their plans are destroyed.
比如说这个疫情一出来，你很多过往的计划完全被打乱。
For example, during the pandemic, we may have had many plans, and yet none of them come to fruition.
或者是你一生病了，你的人生计划就要重新弄。
Or for example, if we get sick, then we have to adjust the plan for our life.
或者是如果你被裁员了，突然间你就很忧虑了。
Or for example, if we are 裁员。
被 lay off。
If we are laid off, then we will be very anxious.
你就很焦虑了。
We'll be very anxious.
或是孩子突然间进入反叛期了，你不晓得怎么办呢？
Or if our children have entered into a rebellious stage, we don't know what to do.
因为你失去控制了。
Because we've lost control.
他不是以前那个乖宝宝了，你讲什么都听。
He's no longer the precious child that has listened to you for everything.
当我们失去控制，我们就焦虑，一焦虑我们就慌。
So once we lose control, we are anxious, and then once we are anxious, we have no peace.
那当然就没有平安了。
Of course, we have no peace.
没有平安，你开口你就抱怨。
So once we have no peace, once we open our mouths, we just complain.
你开口就是讲负面的话。
And once we open our mouths, we talk about what is negative.
看到孩子，看到配偶，看到人，你就觉得不顺眼。
When we talk about our spouse, or when we see our children, we feel that they're very unsightly. Because they have not done according to what you think they should have done.
这种心中没有平安的人呢，大家不想靠近他了。
These people who not know peace are those who other people don't want to draw near to.
很焦虑。
Because they're very anxious.
但是呢，圣灵叫我们要改变。
But the Holy Spirit tells us that we must change.
那怎么改变？
How do we change?
你要把自己的主权拿出来。
We need to take this authority.
主啊，你要告诉主。
And we need to tell God.
我不能控制。
Tell him that we cannot control.
譬如说你上班。
For example, when you're at work.
啊，公司开始裁员了。
And the workplace is starting to lay people off.
啊，景气不好了。
Because the finances are no good.
会不会下个月你就收到大信封？
Will you receive this big letter next month?
你不知道。
You don't know.
但是你告诉主。
But you tell Jesus.
主啊，我没有办法控制。
That I have no control over this.
一切在你的手中。
Everything is in your hand.
就算我被裁。
Even though I'm laid off.
你也会带领我。
You will still guide me.
但我不希望我被裁。
Of course, I don't want to be laid off.
但是我知道你掌控一切。
But I know that you rule over everything.
如果真的被裁，你一定会带领我。
And of course, if I do in fact get laid off, you will still guide me.
主啊，如果你容许我生病。
God, if you allow me to get sick.
我知道你会 take control, 你会来做主。
You will take control, you will be my master.
我不用我自己担心什么。
I don't need to worry about anything.
哇，所以这时候让基督在里面做主啊。
So in order to let Christ be the ruler of our hearts,
不会焦虑，这样就不会焦虑。
We will not be anxious or worried.
啊，以前我们都很容易焦虑。
In the past, we were very worried very easily.
比如说疫情的时候，我们是不是很焦虑？
For example, during the pandemic, were we not very worried?
哇，为了要怕一个疫情啊，挣扎要不要来教会？
Because we were afraid of the pandemic, we struggled over whether or not we should come to church.
躲在家里。
We hid at home.
但是后来想想。
But in the end, we thought.
你焦虑那么多有什么用？
What's the point of worrying so much?
不是到最后大家都得了吗？
Because in the very end, everyone got sick with us.
得了也没有怎样。
And once we got sick with it, nothing much happened.
神也我们度过来了。
So God has brought us through this.
如果你那个时候把自己的焦虑交给神。
If at that time we had brought our anxieties forward toward God.
你该做什么呢？你就做。
And we have done what we should have done.
那其他的就交给神了。
And everything else we have entrusted to God.
那就不用怕了。
Then we should not be afraid.
所以这个叫把主权交出来。
This is to take out the authority and entrust it to God.
现在每天你把你的焦虑交给神。
So every day we'll entrust our worries to God.
主啊，我愿意你坐在我心中里面，做王，你的平安在我们里面做主。
God, I'm willing for you to be the king over my heart, and so that your peace will rule over my heart.
第二个让得到这种真平安的操作方法。
What is the other way to obtain this true peace?
就是你心中要有大量神的话语。
That is, we need to meditate or think about the word of God.
我们看诗篇119篇。
Let us read Psalms 119.
92节。
Psalms 19 verse 92.
诗篇119篇92节。
Psalms 119 verse 92.
我们一起读92节。
Let us read it together, 92.
1, 2, 3。我若不是喜爱你的律法，早就在苦难中灭绝了。这里说啊，如果我不爱你的律法，我早就没有了，早就灭绝了。
This verse tells us that if we had not delighted in the law of the Lord, then we would have perished.
啊，这种苦难就是比如说生病啊。
We have perished in our affliction, and this affliction points to illness.
失意啊，失败啊，失落啊。
And it points to all the failures that we might have in our lives.
这个会引起我们的情绪。
This will all affect our emotions.
我们人是情绪的动物，所以不可能没有情绪。
Humankind are emotional beings, and so it's impossible for us not to have these emotions.
但是我们的情绪不能波动的太大。
But our emotions cannot be too big.
因为你的波动太大，就好像船在这个大浪里面，哇，坐船的人就很辛苦了。
Because if our emotions are much too big, then we are like the ship that is going on these large waves.
高兴的时候就抛得很高。
When we're very happy, we're on this crest of the wave.
那低落的时候又很低落。
But when we're very low, we are extremely low.
谁受得了？
Who can take this?
你自己也受不了，你家人你都受不了。
Your family members cannot take it.
但是有时候我们里面的情绪波动很大。
But sometimes the differences in our emotions are very great.
有一些人是天生比较情绪化。
There are some people who are innately more emotional.
尤其是身体的变化，比如说进入更年期，或者是小朋友进入青春期，情绪也会波动。
So for example, there are physiological reasons why we might have more emotions. For example, during puberty or during menopause.
无论如何，我们都有情绪。
So no matter what, we will have this emotion.
但是这里说啊，当我们在苦难当中的时候，情绪特别波涛汹涌的时候。
But this verse tells us that when our emotions are especially heightened during our affliction.
有一样东西可以把它稳定，把它抚平。
There's one thing that can ground us.
这是喜爱神的话。
That is to delight in the law of the God's word.
就是不要用你的想法去主导你的情绪或者是你的反应。
So it is preventing our own thoughts from provoking our own emotions to something greater than.
用爱神的话去主导你的情绪。
But rather, it is use the word of God to ground our emotions.
情绪就不会控制你。
So then our emotions won't be controlling us.
今天我们有时候常常都被情绪控制。
Today we're often controlled by our own emotions.
心中神的话相对来说很少。
And in fact, it's because there are very few words of God in the heart.
想发脾气就发脾气。
When we want to get angry, we lose our temper.
想骂人就骂人。
And when we want to scold or rebuke others,
想埋怨就埋怨。
When we complain, we just complain.
讲不讲话就不理人。
And we may just ignore people for whatever reason.
这个就是我们的情绪啊。
These are emotions.
但是主耶稣的心是这样的吗？
But is the heart of Jesus like this?
如果我们大量神的话进去了。
If we allow the word of God to enter greatly into our hearts.
你烦恼的时候，神的话已经安慰了你了。
When we are worried or troubled, then the word of God has already comforted us.
你焦虑的时候，神的话已经引导你了。
And when we're anxious, the word of God has already directed us or led us.
你生气的时候，神的话提醒你了。
And when we become angry, the word of God has reminded us.
那你的情绪就相对比较平稳。
That is how our emotions become more calm.
有一位姐妹。
There's a sister.
她先生得了很严重的忧郁症。
Her husband had great depression.
没有办法自己生活。
He was unable to support himself.
所以姐妹要24小时这样照顾她。
That is why the sister had to support her spouse 24/7.
要照顾一个忧郁症的病人老人非常的辛苦。
It is actually very difficult to take care of a person, an old person who has depression.
不单只是肉体辛苦。
Not only is it difficult for her physically.
心灵也更辛苦。
It is even more difficult for her in a spiritual sense or emotional sense.
她自己真的是快垮了，快倒下去了。
She's about to fall down herself.
看不到出路，看不到盼望。
She cannot see any hope nor any end.
但是有一次访问当中
，One day during a visitation,
神的工人提醒她
，One of the workers of God reminded her,
除了你要祷告之外
，That other than prayer,
你要读圣经
，You need to read the Bible.
你要不单只要看，你要大声读出来。
Not only do you need to read, you need to read aloud.
如果可以的话，抄写一些特别的经节，你觉得安慰你，比如说诗篇啊那些经节，抄写出来，把它大声读出来，背起来。
If possible, you should even write words that touch you. For example, in the Psalms, and you should memorize these verses.
你这样做对你会有帮助。
If you do this, it will be helpful.
她想一想，她信了主50年。
She thought about it that she had believed in God for 50 years.
从来没有在家里读圣经。
She had never read the Bible at home before.
每次看圣经都是来教会听传道讲而已。
She only read the Bible while at church when listening to the preacher speak.
她对圣经很陌生。
So the Bible was a very strange foreign thing to her.
但是她觉得既然神的工人提醒她这样做。
But she thought since the worker of God had reminded her to do this thing.
好，我就开始这样做。
She said, okay, I will start doing this.
每天在忙碌的生活当中挤出一点点时间。
In my very busy life, I will squeeze out time for this.
除了祷告之外。
Other than prayer.
大声读圣经。
She will read the Bible out loud.
读诗篇。
She will read the Psalms.
也开始读别的。读完诗篇之后，读其他的章节。
After reading the Psalms, she'll read other verses.
一开始她就停不了了。
In the beginning, she cannot stop.
哇，因为她觉得说神的话太安慰了。
Because she thought that the words of God are much too comforting.
就好像这节所说的，如果不是爱神的话，早就在苦难中灭绝了。
Just like what this verse had mentioned, that if it was not for the word of God, then she would have perished in her affliction.
因为负面的人的能量很强啊。
Because the power of someone who's very negative is very strong.
忧郁症的人好像一个黑洞，他忧郁，他也可以把你吸进去。
Because a person with depression is like this black hole who's able to suck you in as well.
但是这位姐妹爱神的话。
But because the sister loved the Lord,
读神的话,
she read the word of the Lord.
用神的话来祷告,
she used the word of God to pray.
用神的话来当好像她的救命救生圈一样,
she used the word of God as her life ring.
哇, 那才没有办法沉下去。
Then she was unable to sink down.
感谢神, 神听了祷告。
Thank God that God listened to her prayer.
过了几年之后, 她的先生慢慢好起来。
After a few years, her husband got better and better.
她也跟她先生一起读圣经。
And she read the Bible with her husband.
所以神的话会让你心中抚平你，让你情绪稳定。
The word of God will stabilize our hearts.
你一定要不单只要看，你要大声读出来。
Not only do we need to read the word of God, we need to read it aloud.
就从诗篇开始。
Starting from the Psalms.
一天读一篇。
One song a day.
如果你时间很多，不单只读，还可以抄。
If we have a lot of time, then not only can we read it, we can also inscribe it.
还可以背。
We can also memorize it.
还可以找出一些针对你的情绪的缺点的地方来加强，来读，来背。
we can pay special attention to the verses that help us stabilize our emotions and to memorize these verses.
你很会忧虑，你就特别读那些针对你忧虑的经节。
If we are especially anxious or worried, then we read about the verses that help us manage our anxiety.
你的心中就没有那么多空闲呐，去用被你的情绪所占有。
Then we won't have so many wayward thoughts in our hearts that will control us.
这个就是很重要。
This is very important.
所以就乱世中的平安。
So this is the peace in the midst of chaos.
到底你的心中有没有得到这一份真平安呢？
In our hearts, have we received this true peace?
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us. 我们来。